Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Founder Story. Today we have Alessandro Filiano, the CEO and founder of Jet365. And Alessandro, I'm very interested to learn about the luxury aviation space, how you're disrupting this whole industry, and all the things. I know you got some crazy partnerships coming up. We were just talking, you were at F1. I mean, this is going to be jam-packed today, but Jet365 is a global luxury aviation company based in the U.S., dedicated to transforming private air travel, which a lot of the people I know are going to that versus the normal commercial. But Alessandro, what was the spark for entrepreneurship and why this industry?
Yeah, I'll tell you, I've always been like an entrepreneurial spirit. I always had a passion for private aviation, never had the money to do it. My first company did pretty well, put myself through flying school, and I became like a fully licensed commercial pilot all in 1 year. I got introduced to a flying club, and we would fly all around the world, and I got a lot of experience and connections. And what happened was I had a lot of people asking me, hey, can you fly me for money for this and that? I said, guys, I don't have an AOC. I can't just fly you for cash. So I started facilitating a lot of charter ops and sending business to a lot of other brokerages till eventually I said, you know what, let's become the brokerage. Let's do this. And then that's how the business got started. So kind of just fell into it, but we've been off to the races.
Let's go back to that in the beginning. So you get going, you create this, you know, the official company, and then what? How do you gain, you know, the first 100 customers?
Oh, I mean, we don't even have 100 full-time flyers now. I mean, it's very smaller numbers than that. We deal with like very high net worth individuals and kind of provide a very personalized service. But I mean, we do have one-off clients all the time come in. We're very strategic in our approach with providing a very high touch personalized service. And we just want to separate ourselves from the other competition. I know there's a lot out there, but our main 3 factors is safety, service, and flexibility. So we want to make sure that we provide, you know, a different service than the rest, and safety is our number one concern, and service. Yeah.
So what types of people do you find that are more attracted to this form of travel versus going to, you know, your normal like commercial airlines?
I mean, I think it's the entrepreneurs. It's the guys that value their time. I mean, time is money. It's important to get around efficiently. And, these guys, they value their time. They want to be home with their families after the end of a long workday. And they probably have like multi-location businesses. So, I mean, it's really good to get around for them. And the service is needed. And we're finding it a lot with, the Formula One team. As you know, we just announced that partnership. Very excited about that. And they came to us, right? They needed our service. So we're excited to be working with them and facilitating all their stuff as well and streamlining stuff.
It's amazing in business how sometimes you have someone who is your customer or client who has a need, and then you build something bigger on top of that. Can you tell us about that partnership?
Yeah, well, the partnership, it came through a good friend, Oliver Oakes, and they reached out because they needed the service. They didn't have an aviation provider, and they needed the service to just get around. The logistical challenges around F1 are insane. So they just needed someone they can trust. And through the grapevine, and they know about my service, they reached out, and we were able to put a deal together and, you know, facilitate that stuff for them. Yeah.
So a lot of people would think of this like, how the heck do you put all of this together, right? Like, you had some experience in the space, but not a huge amount when you started.
Yeah.
So I think a lot of people are like, they don't know how to get started. What was something that you did or something early on when you get into a new industry that allows you to get started and then start seeing success?
Well, I think we noticed early on that there was it was heavily fragmented. There was a lot of disconnection, and the way of booking a private jet was completely fragmented. So we wanted to streamline that. And with our new platform coming out, we're going to be able to do that. And that's with the new generation. We're seeing a notice switch, if you will, of a user experience where they just want it completely automated. They want to see the options. They want to book. And then we have the old fashioned client, which we have a lot of them where they want everything, handled through us, and a lot of back and forth. And you know, it's two different customers, but I saw a need for it. A lot of learning lessons, a lot of mistakes, but you know, we're feeling very comfortable now, and we're 2 years in, and we've been off to the races and providing some really good stuff for our clients.
So how do you look at this white glove service? I imagine, you know, the higher net worth individual or higher net worth clients that people have with whatever company, they're going to expect this type of white glove service. How do you ensure that it meets the standards of them?
Well, we want to start off with the operators, the planes that we put them in. We want to make sure they're 100% safe, make sure they're Argus rated, you know, waiver, and then they meet all the safety criteria. You know, we vet the operators ourselves. We know the pilots, we know the aircrafts, we know, you know, the crew that's going to be on board. That's a start right there. And then from our standpoint is just making sure we handle the client professionally and making sure, you know, everything's in order. And, you know, safety and security is our number one priority internally as well. So I think it's a great value add. And it's now more than ever, you know, clients, they need an intermediary between the client and the operators, because a lot of these bigger corporations are just another number. And you're spending a lot of money to travel in this fashion. So I think it's needed. Now, you know, more than ever, for sure. Yeah.
I was recently flying, and I have to say the service was pretty terrible on the plane that I was flying on, and I was shocked. It just seemed like all the employees are stressed out. This is like a packed, you know, a packed commercial airline. And I think this is a lot of experiences recently. I don't know if they care so much about their job anymore and providing that service. So how do you see the future of aviation? Do you see, like you're like Jet 365 or similar companies, or just that type of experience growing more because people are sick of like regular commercial and just how bad the experience has become?
Yeah, I think there's more aircrafts available. There's definitely a transition. We're seeing an influx of new flyers all the time. It's definitely still a huge cost gap. But I mean, I think it's going to get more competitive with the EV tools and the new advancements in the space. And there will be a lot of new clients entering the market. But I mean, private's the way to go. The overall time savings and the way of getting around is just, it's not even the actual flight time. It's essentially everything in between. You don't have to show up an hour before or go through customs. You don't have to wait for your baggage an hour after. Like, it takes a full day to travel commercial as opposed to private. Show up 5 minutes before, get in the plane, and you're at your destination. You just hop in a car and go. So yeah.
I need that. I'm sick of getting there hours before. Like you said, I saw Newark Airport just had that disaster with their systems, and like it's really not the best experience from start to finish. So I used to use, you know, a service, and I was super happy when they had that service near me, and then I moved. But I'm curious, so when it comes to marketing, just in general, whether it's Jet 365 or other companies you had, was there a marketing strategy that worked for you in terms of getting brand recognition and getting the name out there?
Yeah, this is a good one. I mean, everyone is looking for that edge, that you know, that SEO, that Google strategy. I mean, I'm just old fashioned. I've done everything referral based. I mean, when someone flies with me, we have like 100% retention rate. They tell their other friends and other clients, and that's how our business has grown. Now we wanted to use F1 as like a global platform and just acquire clients all over the world by also getting our name out and our brand awareness and, you know, the credibility that we deserve. So I think it's been all in all win there. And, you know, we're excited to do this whole year with them and, you know, acquire clients, you know, through them, getting the word out, you know, more on a global scale. And yeah, I mean, there's no hidden formula, but we're trying to attack that from all angles, but we're also doing it in a sustainable way. We don't want to go for like a moonshot where we sacrifice on service. Cause I mean, I can open up Google Ads and open the floodgates and have a million inquiries and get a whole bunch of clients that I can't handle, but I'd rather grow it more sustainably and have like a steady growth and just provide a very high touch service where it's needed for these guys. So yeah, that's where we're at.
I'm glad you bring that up, because I think sometimes we look at scale in terms of, I want to go bigger, go home.
Yeah.
But many times it's at the expense of service, employees. There's something you have to give up when you do that too soon. Or too quick, or even just at all. Like, maybe the business is never meant, you know, to have 10,000 customers. Maybe it's meant to have less who are paying more anyways. But I'm glad you bring that up. So a business for me has always been a roller coaster. There's ups, and then the next 5 minutes there's downs, and then there's ups. What about you? Anything that happened in business, whether it's now or before, that was a significant challenge, but you were able to overcome it?
Well, I mean, I don't know if you saw the recent statements by Alpine Formula One team. The team principal just resigned, a couple of days after we signed the agreement. So I got to see where that makes us our standings between the F1 team and us. But I mean, there's all kinds of stuff. This industry is you know, it's like flying a plane. You have to figure out a solution because you got to land. You know what I mean? When an issue comes up in the cockpit or, you know, a navigational thing, you have to work around that and still land the plane and have a successful mission. So it's the same thing in business and entrepreneurial, you know, as a whole, doing business, you got to just find solutions and make it happen. So that
really you're building the plane as you go in entrepreneurship, right?
Yeah.
Man, no, I mean, I'm glad you, and thank you for sharing that about the F1 and just your experience in general, because I think, you know, social media and people in business always putting everything is great, everything is fun, but we know it's a lot of complexities. In 5 minutes, everything can change, but then in five more minutes, everything changes back, and it's always an amazing journey. Did you ever have an experience where, let's say you had to work with somebody, maybe work for a company, but that gave you some skills that you have moved into, or maybe even some sort of formal education where you learned something there and those skills have moved into business?
I mean, definitely handling the high net worth individuals from my first company. It was focused around like high end luxury market as well. And I mean, every client's different, but you kind of want to just put the client first and really be client focused. And I mean, things are going to come up. You just have to move around them. I'll tell you, there was actually an aircraft that went down for maintenance. And I mean, we went out of pocket to get him another aircraft. That's just, standard, the way we do things. You know, we don't ever want to leave a client hanging. And I think I learned that in my last business, that the second you let someone down is the second you're done. You can't say no in this business. And you definitely want to just find ways to make things happen. So that's the things I've learned in my other businesses and I'm taking towards this one. And yeah.
That's the fun part, right? Every day is, it's not like when you go to a job and you pretty much know your day, every day is the same thing. Every day, you know, could totally be different than the last day. You get that one phone call, changes everything. So are you finding then that when you're looking at doing business in a luxury market, like you said before, you can't say no to the customer. You really have to go above and beyond. Sometimes that means, you know, putting out money extra in order to solve a solution. Would you say these are some of the things or something else that you learn when you're looking specifically at targeting a luxury market?
Yeah, I mean, 100%. These are things you all have to take into consideration. But I mean, there's a big change happening in our industry as opposed to, you know, the guys that want it done the old fashioned way to the new generation that wants it completely automated. But I mean, We're dealing with that. Our platform is going to handle the new clientele coming in. We have the old fashioned ways that are, you know, proven, and we've been operating under those, you know, standards. And then, every day you just take it as it comes, and it's an ongoing journey. But yeah, we're excited to be here.
So when you look at generations, like you said, younger generation wants automation. Are you finding that younger generations are also more attracted to the customization versus, you know, the cookie, like a cookie cutter airline is like you buy a ticket, like you said, you go 2 hours early, you go, there's that cookie cutter process. Are you finding that younger generations are more attracted to like your business model and then the more ability to customize things?
100%. Yeah. I mean, we're going to have all kinds of services, you know, added on to our platform as well. Like, I mean, catering, you know, car service, that's all going to be included. But we usually do that manually for our other type of clients. But I mean, yeah, people love customizations. We've had all kind of crazy requests. I don't like to disclose my client's information. I know a lot of guys are going on Instagram and saying, hey, this client's asking for this. This client's, and they're recording the calls. If I did that, I'd have the...
You ever get stuck at checkout and suddenly feel like you're back in 2003? I was in this coffee shop the other day. Their system froze when I went to pay. Staff panicked. I ended up walking out empty-handed. I was so annoyed. That's why I love businesses that use Square. There's a dessert shop that I go to right in Irvine. And with Square, the checkout is always instant. Tap, swipe, done. Even if the Wi-Fi goes down, Square keeps running. Sleek, easy to use, and built to grow with your business. Whether you're selling online, at a pop-up, or managing multiple locations, which I have done in the past, you need something like Square. And the best thing is it makes it simple. From payments to inventory reporting to customer loyalty, which is everything, Square keeps up so you don't have to slow down. Get everything you need to run and grow your business without any long-term commitments. And why wait? Right now, you can get up to $200 off Square Hardware at square.com/go/founder. That's square.com/go/founder. Run your business smarter with Square. Get started today. If you're anything like me, your inbox is a mess. I used to spend hours sorting through emails trying to find that one thread or task buried under a mountain of newsletters and noise. I can't stand it. That's why I started using Notion Mail. And honestly, it's been one of the most game-changing things that we have done. Notion Mail is the inbox that thinks like you, automated, personalized, and flexible to finally work the way you work. With AI that learns what matters to you, it can organize your inbox, label messages, draft replies, and even schedule meetings. No manual sorting required. It actually connects with the rest of my workspace, so my messages, tasks, and notes are all in sync. I've never felt more on top of communication. Get Notion Mail for free right now at notion.com/founders and try the inbox that thinks like you. That's all lowercase letters, notion.com/founders to get Notion Mail for free right now. When you use our link, you're supporting our show, notion.com/founders.
Starting your business should be simple. That's why I love what Northwest Registered Agent is doing. You can build your entire business identity in just 10 clicks and 10 minutes. Seriously, whether you're launching your first company or your fifth, you get more when you start with Northwest. More privacy, more guidance, and more freedom to run your business from anywhere. They've helped businesses grow for nearly 30 years, and they've got your back. For just $39 plus state fees, Northwest will form your business, create a custom website, and set up a local presence anywhere you need it. Want more? They'll protect your identity by using their address on your formation documents, and their premium mail forwarding gives you a real business address that keeps your home info private, which I have used this service for many years. Don't wait. Protect your privacy, build your brand, and set up your business in just 10 clicks in 10 minutes. Visit northwestregisteredagent.com/founders and start building something amazing. Get more with Northwest Registered Agent at northwestregisteredagent.com/founders.
Craziest stories ever, but I don't want to say anything on air. But yeah, definitely every situation is different. I've had the craziest requests from in the plane, outside the plane, do this, do that. And we make it work and make sure it's all legal. And yeah, that's it.
Alessandro, this has been great. I can't wait to see, you know, what happens with Jet 365. You said you're going to send me the hat. So next time we talk, I'm wearing the hat, maybe even the t-shirt. But I really, really enjoy what you're doing. I think I foresee it being the future of travel if someone can afford to do it. It makes total sense as to why they would. And I can't wait to understand more about customization and the automation that you'll be as well. So if people want to get in touch with you, they want to find out more information, they want a book, how can they do so?
Yeah, you can get us at jet365.io on our website. You can reach out to me personally, af@jet365.io. And I mean, love to answer anyone's questions and talk more about the space. You know, we're aviation enthusiasts. We love what we do, and that's why we do it every day. And you know, I'm just excited to work with people that, you know, need the service and love aircrafts as much as I do. And that's it, man. Growing every day. And thank you so much for the time, Daniel. Really appreciate it. I'm not usually good on these like calls, but I hope I did all right and gave the audience what they're looking for.
It was great to talk to you. Always like to hear, you know, amazing stories from people who are disrupting industries, like I can tell that you're doing as well. And thank you so much for joining us today on Founder Story.
Thanks so much. Yeah, we got a lot coming. Stay tuned. Thanks, Daniel, for the time.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.